Okay, good morning, everyone. I apologize for our late start. Just when Michael reached out to my wife about this idea, so my wife correctly said that I would say no to it. She's right, I would say no to it. But then she said, you know what, be honest, besides for your family, who else would you want to celebrate your birthday with besides for this year? I said, you're talking right. Besides for my family, I want nowhere else to celebrate a birthday than with the Olam here that we have together here every Sunday morning. No, this doesn't get sent out. It's okay. It's safe. But I can't get onto this one. I'm not sure why. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't get on it. I don't know why. But I appreciate, you know, Michael was metopolized with this for already a few months ago, from what I understand. And I only found out about it a couple days ago. But it's beautiful. It's really it's heartwarming to see and to feel connected to the Olam here. Right when I heard about a breakfast, I told Michael, stop asking people for money. It's not fair. You already asked people for money before Pesach, and Baruch Hashem, everyone gave very generously, and it's. I felt guilty then. I said, no more money. I'll pay for the breakfast. I don't know. Just don't ask other people for... And Michael already bought that cash. He knew that was going to be an issue, and he already said, don't worry, we take care of it. So I am very, very appreciative and thankful for this beautiful spread, and really for the Torah that we get to learn here together every single Sunday. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was telling the Olam in my shul that we had shared the Sunday before Pesach. What, the Sunday before Pesach? I said, yeah, we come, we learn. People want to learn, I want to teach, and it's a great shidduch. So I am very grateful for all of you, and Taka, no better way to spend the birthday than learning Torah. With the Olam here, it raises the level of learning to a level which is very high. Baruch Hashem keeps me on my toes, and it's Taka, real schus and pleasure to be able to continue to learn Torah here together every single week. Special thanks to Michael for arranging this, and really for all that he does for the shurim.
Jeff also.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. For those that were mishtatev in this, Michael might not tell me who they are, so I'll have to go behind the scenes. So I appreciate all that were mishtatev and all those that are mishtatev every Sunday to make the shurim work, and Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn Torah together. Today's shir is taka a very special Lilu Nishmas on the yard site of David ben Moshe, Michael's great-grandfather?
His grandfather.
Was a Talmud of the Slobodsky Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure he's shabbing nachas more that your family is doing, and the Habatzis Torah that the Charnowitz family is responsible for today in many communities, not just the five towns, and all over the country, probably Eretz Yisrael also, I don't know about it, where his Marbitz Torah, in different levels and different capacities, our learning should be as chos for his neshama. Okay, now that we're a little bit, one last nekud, unfortunately, was the Petira of Rabbi Perz Atzal, this over Shabbos. Unfortunately, I did not have this chus to know him. I knew his children, his grandchildren, I knew well. But one thing I can tell you, when I used to go to Farakwe for Shabbos, I don't go that often, I used to love to hear him speak Shabbos morning. Yeah, Azar Rosh Hashiva, to speak the way he spoke Shabbos morning was a pleasure. He spoke unbelievably Shabbos morning. A drasha that he gave, I'd always come back from the spot from his drasha. Usually you think you go to a Shabbos morning drasha for a Rosh Hashiva, it's usually not going to be that great. Especially Rosh Hashivas usually don't speak Shabbos morning. He was fantastic. What an unbelievable order. What a koyach adibur that he had. The way he'd give over a message, the way he would lay a thought every week. When I'd go, I was always in the spot. That was the one thing. Again, I didn't know him personally. I never had a chance to know him. Really, I never heard Torah from him, but his Shabbos morning drush has always blew me away. I was always in the spall from what he had to say, always right on. Mama, she knew what he talked to the people like what we needed to hear. He always had a gewaldic idea, always was so clear how he explained himself. I was convinced he took classes in public speaking because he was so clear. I don't think in those years Lakewood offered that when he was by a baron. No. He probably didn't pick it up there, but he had such an, probably got it from his father. His father was a rough for many years also. He had such an unbelievable ability to speak, to relay a message, to give over a thought. It's a big loss for Klai. So again, he has many, many Talmidim, many, many people were very close to him. He really, his yeshiva changed the face of Farakwe, the whole real five towns. His yeshiva, it's a taka of Archoshev yeshiva, beautiful yeshiva. Taka, our learning today should be as chos for his neshama as well. Okay, everybody. So this sugya that we're up to right now, I'm not doing it halach l'maisa, but it really should be learned halach l'maisa. We'll learn it l'lum this, and you'll have to figure out where the halach l'maisa drops in on its own. The topic that we're in the middle of covering over here is what happens when you have parents that are unfortunately what the Rishonim called nitrofadaiter, which means they are no longer stable mentally. They have some form of mental issues going on. How do you deal with such a level of kibbutz avim? How are you mechabed parents that are unfortunately nitrofadaiter? They are not 100% mentally. So there's going to be a lot of different levels to this, obviously. But we're talking about, again, this unfortunately this happens a lot with elderly people. They have dementia, or they have other ailments. Whoever you have to honor, whoever you have to be mechabed. Again, it could be truth or rav also. If you have a Rebbe that you go to visit a lot, and unfortunately the Rebbe is, this happens to a lot of great Gedolim, latter part of their lives, they have dementia or other sad ailments, and you don't know what to do. They ask you for things that just don't make any sense, and the requests are impossible or not logical. What do you do with them? So this is the sugya that's really, it's the sugya by us over here in this Gemara. So let's take a look in the Gemara. Again, we're not learning at Halacha Maisa. It should be learned at Halacha Maisa, but we'll start. Yeah, we might do it. It's on the back burner of things to learn, but unfortunately it's a sad sugya that is relevant. So let's take a look at the Gemara over here, Kedusha. Says the Gemara, story number one, top line of the Gemara, says the Gemara, Rav Asi havile ha'imaz kena. Rav Asi had an elderly mother. Okay, rule number one, never call a lady old. Okay, so he says over here that he had called his old mother. Amrilei, she said to him, be'ina techshitin. I'm sorry, the Shir Nun Vav. She says Shir Nun Vav, Mar Malkim number one. So the Gemara tells us a story that Rav Asi had an elderly mother, and she said to him one day, be'ina techshitin, I want jewelry. Right? She wanted jewelry. Usually older women, you know, that's not really a top of their priority, but she wanted jewelry. Says the Gemara, Avadlo, he did it for her. He went to the jewelry store, he got her jewelry, made her look good. The next request, she said, Be'ina Gavra. I want a guy. I want a man. I want a shidduch. I'm tired of being alone. I want a guy. So he says to her, Na'ayinloch, I'll look into it. I'll see what I can find. I'll see what's available, who's out there, what the shidduch scene looks like for the elderlies. So he says, No, Be'ina Gavra D'Shabbat Kavasach. She says, no, I need someone like you. Just like you. Right, every mother's dream, right? My son is the best, and I need a guy just like you. Now what does that mean? So the Gemara doesn't give us the backdrop. Although we'll see in the Rishonim, they fill in a little bit. What she was saying is, being a gavah d'shabbat kavasach means I want a guy as beautiful as you. Meaning I want a young guy. Don't give me one of these old guys. Yeah, we did this before Pesach. We started it. We didn't really get into it. So she says, I want a young guy like you. Young, strapping, good-looking guy just like you. So what's his response? Says the Gemara, Shavke v'azal ard Yisrael. He left. He bailed. He left Bavel and ran to Eretz Yisrael. Now that seems like a very funny response to a request of a parent. Your parent asks you something. Okay, I'm out of here. First plane out. I'm in a different part of the world. Now the way we have it in the Gemara doesn't tell us why he left. Some had the girsa, and Rishonim say it clearly, he left because he said to himself, I can't be here. I cannot fulfill her request. She's asking impossible things. Now the question is that the right response? When your parent asks something of you that you can't do, so you just leave? Is that the right attitude, or the attitude is stick it out and figure it out? That's what we're going to have to get to. Says the Gemara, Shavka v'azal ard Yisrael. Okay, so he went to Eretz Yisrael. Shoma de ka'azal abasrei. He heard his mother's following after him. He thought if he went to Bavel, he'd ditch his mom, and she took the next plane out to Bavel. She's following him. So she obviously wasn't that crazy. Or maybe she was that crazy. Depends how you look at it. Says the Gemara, also the Kaimi de Rabbi Yechon. So he came to Rabbi Yechon. Amale, he said to Rabbi Yechon, Ma'u lotes mechotz la'aretz. Am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chotz la'aretz? Now we'll see Blineda next week. This Gemara is a very difficult shtickel Gemara because it has also major ramifications about travel from Eretz Yisrael to chotz la'aretz, which is quite common today. He asked Rabbi Yechon, is he allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, leave Eretz Yisrael? Ma'al lot says me'eretz l'chutzas. He's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because now he went to Eretz Yisrael to run away from his mom, and now he wants to go back because he heard his mother's coming to him. So he asked Rabbi Yechon, "Is he allowed to leave?" Amalei aser. He told me not allowed to leave. Now the question is, what information did Rabbi Yechon know in the question? Everyone knows when you ask a rabbi a question, his answer depends upon how much he knows about the question. So when Rabbi Yechon was told that Rabbi Asi wants to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, what was the backdrop? Was it because I want to get my mother before she comes to me? Or is it because I just don't like Eretz Yisrael and I want to move to Bavel? But his answer was very clearly, oh, sir, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So then he followed up with a question, Omalei. So he said, L'kras imay mahu. What happens if I want to greet my mother? Omalei, any idea? I don't know. Really? Rabbi Yechon didn't know the halacha that if someone wants to leave Eretz Yisrael to go visit his mother. It seems to be a pretty simple halacha, which we'll get to, but we'll add them more next week.
Why would he have asked that question if he was going to escape his mother? Why would he?
Because he heard his mother's coming to him, so he figured instead of her coming here, let me go catch her there. Meaning, why make her sleep all the way here? I'll save her the trip and I'll catch her in Bavel.
He originally thought.
He ran away from his mother because he couldn't handle the request. But now once his mother's coming here, so instead of her schlepping all the way to Eretz Yisrael, I'll just go catch her in Bavel. Again, there's a lot of protein that we need to get to Blin Adam more for next week. So the Gemara continues, and he says to him, so Isrich Porta, so he waited a little bit. Hader Asale, he came back to Abyechon. Amalei, he said, Asi Nisratis Lotzeis. So Abyechon said, Asi, I see you want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hamokim Yachzir Chalashalam, you should return in peace. Hashem should give you peace, and you should come back well. So Asla came to Rabbi Eliezer. He came in front of Rabbi Eliezer. He wasn't sure was Rabbi Yochanan upset at him or not. So he went to Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei said, "Chas v'shalom dim amir teiratach." Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's mad at me. Amalei, he said to him, "My Amalech, what did he tell you?" We play the story. Amalei, Hamakim is Yochanan Shalom. He told me that I should return in peace. Amalei, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, "V'misa deratach." He was mad at you. Le'evim varach. He wouldn't have given you a bracha. Okay, Adhachi Vachi Shamal, I run into the cost. He heard his mother's arm was coming. Amar, he said, Yadi Lanafki, if I would have known, I would have never left. But the next week, we'll talk about the second half of the Gemara. Let's talk about the first half of the Gemara. What happened over here? Rabbi Asi had a mother who was older, and she tells him, "I want a shidduch." He says, "I'll look into it." She says, "No, I want a guy like you." Next thing we know, Rabbi Asi's out of bubble. What happened? So look at number three, the Taisus Riazokin, on the side of the Gemara. Says the Taisus Riazokin, Gavra means a Baal. I was looking for a husband. Na'ayin, Nira, he says, "I'll look into it. I'll look into it. Teshapa yofa, I want someone as good as you, good looking like you." This is the kicker. The hiker shenitra fadaita. The moment she asked about a guy that looks just like you, in Rabasi's mind, it triggered that my mother is no longer 100%. Shenitra fadaita, ubarach. And therefore, he ran away. He said, "I can't do my mitzvah. My mother's not 100%. She's going to be asking me for crazy things. She's going to ask me to get her a young guy. How am I going to? It's impossible." So the moment my mother got to the madriga of nitzvah fadaita, she got to the mindset where she's no longer fully functioning, he just ran away. Okay. Now, was that the right thing or the wrong thing to do? Is that the way you, that's the way you know it? When you can't handle the mitzvah, you run away? Is that now the Gemara never yells at him. The Gemara never says, Rav Asi was wrong and Rav Asi was a chayte. Now, if you remember, we had a Gemara before, a couple weeks ago, that the Abaye was praising himself. How lucky was Abaye who never had parents? Why? Because if you have parents, you're most likely not going to be able to do the mitzvah the proper way. So this Gemara sounds like, no, just run away. If you have difficult parents that make it hard to do the mitzvah, just run away from them. Oh, Givaldik.
Wait, there are some other mitzvahs he could do.
Right.
She doesn't do this one, so there's so many others he could
do. So what's going on over here? This is a very scary Gemara. This is like the kid who says, "You know, my parents are difficult. I'm moving to the other side of the country just to get away from them. I can't handle them. They're too hard. They're too..." You know, is that the right thing to do? Well, what's pshat in this Gemara? Very shver Gemara.
Why would Rav Asi think, though, that he's required to do something that's not logical? It's obvious that...
So that's something we have to get to. What's included in Kibbut Aveim? If you have an unstable parent who asks things that are not practical or even feasible, is that included in Kibbut Aveim?
Want it more proactive, like not being there to hear more questions and, you know, being away from that not responding is better...
That's the question. What's better option? If you were in Rav Asi's shoes, what would you have done? Now, the Gemara never rips on Rav Asi for what he did. So presumably what Rav Asi did was right. So how do we pass? And so we turn to the Rambam over here. Very, very important Rambam. This Rambam is recorded in Shulchan Aruch also. Like, we're not learning it today so much, Allah Almighty, so we're going to learn it for the Lomdus. Says the Rambam, "Mi shi nitri fadaita shalavith." Someone whose father has nitri fadaita. Nitrifadaita means they're no longer fully functioning in their mental capacity. Again, today, there's so many different levels of this. You'd have to go to a doctor to figure out what's considered and what level is there. We'll even talk more about it. Right? We'll see a Gavaldik online from the Bach. There's a difference between grumpy and old and nitrifadaita. No, it's a Bach. It's not me. I'm saying, you know, unfortunately, if anyone's ever dealt with elderly parents, they could be difficult, but lav dafka the nitrifadaita. Nitrifadaita is a medical term. Today we have medical terms for things, right? They get diagnosed, you know, this, that, and the other. So we'll have to see how to define that. But says the Rama, Misha nitrifadaita shalavah, someone who unfortunately has what the parents experience is tirifadas, which means they're no longer what we call today typical and normal. Oishal imay, all on his mother. Says the Rambam, what does he do? Mishtada linoig imoyim kefidaitim. Try your best to do what you could do based on their mindset. Ach yerucham alem, until you find compassion. Do your best. Do your best with the given situation. Ve'imi evshaloi lamad. But if you can't stay there, mneishishtata tu biyoiser, it's too much. You can't handle it. Now, it's not clear what can't you handle. Or why can't you handle it? Right, are they annoying you, or they're just making impossible requests? What is the problem over here? Because they're draining you a cup because they asked for the same cup of water 100 times. What's not clear from the Rambam?
It's too hurtful to see them.
Oh, right, maybe. So it's very unclear from the Rambam. What exactly makes it impossible? Zog the Rambam, what do you do? Yenicham, leave them. Yelech loy, go on your way.
Wow.
Now that's really what Rav Asi did. Rav Asi had a mother who wasn't 100%, so he just... Up to Rambam, one last caveat. V'yitzava acherim lahanigom keroy lahem. But you have to command others to take care of them in your place. This is the invent of the aid. The nursing home. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
It says karoi.
You have to be careful. Look at the last two words of the Rambam. It says karoi lahem. Lahem. For the patient. You have to do what's best for the patient. Zog to Rambam, it's not enough what's good for you. You know, it's easier for me to put my parents in a nursing home because I don't have to worry about them. But where's the patient going to get the best treatment? Says the Rambam, karoi lahem, what's best for them. Now, interestingly enough, again, this is not a halacha shir. If you open up Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch has the exact same wording except for one word, the last word, lahem. He just says, v'yitzav achem lahanigam karo. Make sure they get a good service.
And even that is subjective.
Yes.
They may not think it's best for them, but you think...
That's correct. We're going to talk about it. So this is where things get very, very sticky. Again, I don't want to bring it down halacha maisa, but just in the lumnus, the Rambam says two halachas. The first chiddush of the Rambam was based on the Gemara. Rabasi left his mother. But the Rambam says, no, you got to have someone in your place. The Yitzava Achem, you have to command others, Lahanigam, to conduct themselves. Karo'i Lahem, what's best for the patient. Meaning Rabasi felt he can't be the best caretaker for his mother, so he hired someone. There's only one problem. Does it say anywhere in the Gemara that Rabasi hired someone? State this in the Gemara. It says Rabasi just left. So if you take... Yeah, then you might not be allowed to leave. Again, we're going to talk about this blineder in the next sheet. Is there a concept of shlichus for kibud avim? Right, there's three tzadim. We'll see blineder maybe this week, next week. Right, when you talk about kibud avim for a parent today, it's very relevant. Let's say someone hires an aide for their parent, 24 hours, 7 days a week, aide, which are not cheap. You hire them for your parent, and you tackle. You come to visit whenever you can. Every moment of every day that the aide is there, is that shlichus? That I have a mitzvah to take care of my parents. I can't because I have a job and I have responsibilities. So I hire an aide to do it. That's one side. There's only one problem. Who are most of these aides? Goyim. Ain't shlichus l'goy. Goy can't be your shlich. The other side is who says...
There's two mitzvahs here.
It's not really
there's
shlich.
Two. One is to be mechabed your parents.
Right.
To do what they need to do.
Good.
And then the seventh mitzvah, making sure they're okay. Taking
right.
care of them.
Right.
Right, so that's should be
doing. Well, again, there's two different parts to the mitzvah.
Well, I'll ask you to get you a right. cup of water.
Right, so let's say I tell my... We'll come back to all this.
The same thing is you can't abandon him. And
well, what would happen if this, let's say there's three generations. All right, let's say the Pesach Yom Tov, right? A lot of people have Baruch Hashem three generations, right? So the grandfather asks the son for a drink. The son tells his son, grandson, go get Zaidi a drink.
Is it getting him a drink?
Oh, good. That's what we got to talk about. Is the pshat when the grandson goes and brings the drink, that's a shliach? What happens if the grandson's under bar mitzvah? He can't be a shliach. Is it shlichos? Is it result-oriented? We'll get to all that bli neder a little bit later. But Zogti Rambam, the father, the son's responsibility is have someone else in your place. Comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid has an interesting hasag on the Rambam. Number five, he writes, Ein zu hayro nechayna. It's not a proper psak. That's an interesting lashon the Ravid uses. Ein zu haro nechayna. Sounds like he's attacking not so much the lumness of the Rambam, but he thinks something is not correct over here. Why, Dr. Ravid? Im hu yelech v'yaniach loy, if you're going to leave, lemi yitzava l'shoimrei, who are you commanding to watch your father? Your mother in this case. So what's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam? So simple, we'll see there's quite a few pshatim, but the pashat pshat, the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam was, the Ravid was saying from a practical standpoint, who are you fooling? If your parents are so difficult to deal with that their own child won't deal with them, you're going to find an outsider who's willing to do it. Now today, now if the Ravid lived in 2024, he'd say, of course, we have organizations and we have people that get paid and the people do this for a living. But the Ravid was living in his times, not in the today. So in the Ravid's mind, you're not going to ask a neighbor to deal with your difficult father. You tell the listener, you know, you say, listen, you know, I'm going back to where I live. Oh, there's a neighbor on the block. They'll watch over my father who's difficult to start. But the Ravid's kasha is, it sounds like a practical issue. It's a practical mitzvah, which today is not negeh. Now, why is this important for us? Because if you assume that the machloek is Rambam and the Ravid is negeh halacha l'maisa, then even the Ravid of his manazel would agree to hire an aide. The Ravid is not arguing in lumdus that there's something fundamentally wrong with having an aide. He's just saying, you're not going to find an aide. But today, if I care, some of these aides are better than the child themselves. They're trained, they have background, they have a lot of more compassion and sensitive. Depends. You know, you have to, finding a good aide is not a simple thing. But the Ravid's hasoga wouldn't be true in the world we live in today. That's Pashup Shat in the Ravid. Now, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, on the side.
We don't know that Ravasi did
you
that.
Have 40
oh. We don't know that Ravasi did this. Right. This is the kicker. The Gemara never says Ravasi left an aide.
Right.
So where's the Ravid coming from?
She didn't need an aide. She was just talking about that. Crazy things, but she couldn't eat
Okay, good. So we have to figure out what was Ravasi's mother's mental state.
Not a mental state, her situational state.
But then you run into a problem, because the Rambam uses her as the example of Misha Nitra Fadaita.
Where does he quote
Kesavara? Kesav Mishnah says that the Rambam got this from our Gemara. So again, if Ravasi's mother is our example of Nitra Fadaita, she's got to have something wrong with her. She might not be as extreme as other people, but the Rambam keeps on talking about Nitra Fadaita, then the Rambam gives a new level. Misha Nishtafu Yoyser. What was Lashon Rambam? Nishtatfu Biyoyser. Nishtatfu Biyoyser. Different levels, and the Rambam was a doctor, he could appreciate it.
Mental capability or physical
capability? We'll see if there's a connection between those two things. The Pashtus is we're talking about when there's a mental problem with the parent. So the Kesef Mishnah, again, I apologize, the small print, that's the way it comes. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I know now that I'm getting older, I know. Yeah, I feel. So he writes like this. Umasha kosa v'yotza acherim lahanigim karo. The Kesef Mishnah is bothered with our kasha. Who told the Rambam this thing about hiring an aide? Where did the Rambam get that from? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Eitz Toiv Kamashmalon. The Rambam is giving you good advice. The Ein Sofek Shekein Osa Ravasi. Says the Kesef Mishnah, there's no doubt in my mind that's what Ravasi did. You think Ravasi left his mother high and dry?
Chas v'shalom. What do you mean advice?
He's telling you that this is
what
you're
supposed to do. I understand what that means.
No, I mean he's adding, he's ad libbing, as we would say today.
You cannot do it unless you leave something
correct
behind.
Right.
Or
no, he's just saying that even though the Gemara never told us that Ravasi did this. Says the Rambam, it's common sense.
But that's a big
part.
Why
couldn't
it
be that it was poskening that if your parent reaches a because he uses
Yoser, good, we'll talk about
the level that he literally had no idea
what's going on.
What's going on?
Good, we'll talk about that.
Maybe you no longer have the
chiyuv. Good. So that's going
to
be a chiyuv.
Good advice.
Good.
You should help.
So you're being mechavan already to the Bach. We'll see the Bach as this is mahalach.
Whether they know or not.
We'll get to that also. There's a chiyuv after death also. That's the next Gemara. So the question over here is the pshat that Ravasi was running away from his responsibility, or was he substituting someone else to take care of it for him? That's really the machloket. Ravasi wasn't getting rid of his responsibility. I live on the other side of the world. My mother's crazy. I'm potter. No, he was just saying that I hired someone or I found someone to fill in my spot.
But that's he doesn't say that in the Gemara.
No, it does not say that in the Gemara. The Beis Yoytzev is assuming Ravasi must have done it. Now, you can argue. It doesn't say it. But it doesn't say, it doesn't say. But let's continue going. Says the Kesef Mishnah, if your eyes aren't strained enough, the Kesef Arayvid, Ein Zu Haron Nechoino. And then the Arayvid has a kash on the Rambam. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, what's the Arayvid's kash on the Rambam? The Rambam just repeated the Gemara. If you assume, like the Kesef Mishnah, that Ravasi also hired an aide, so then comes out what the Rambam just told us was exactly what Ravasi did. Comes along the Arayvid with a kasha, you can't do it. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, why are you asking a kasha on the Rambam? The Rambam is repeating what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, Ravasi had a mother who was Nitra Fadaitai, he got an eight for her and he went back home.
The Gemara didn't say it.
Again, this is Im Tim Tzoloima. If you accept the notion of the Kesef Mishnah's Chiddush, that the Gemara is a given that Ravasi hired someone in his place, then the Kesef Mishnah has a follow-up question. What's his follow-up question? Why are you, the Ravid, arguing, asking on the Rambam, you should ask on the Gemara? Now, the answer to our question would be is, because the Gemara never said anything about an aid. So let's see what the Ravid answers. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I'm sorry, he says, Ilu hayu rabbeinu moitzi din zembi daito, if the Rambam would have pulled this out of his own chiddush, hayu hasagasa sov, you'd have a good kasha. Who told the Rambam that an aid fills the role? Avol acher shehu moitzi oisi mu'uvda d'rabasi shekasavti, but now the shitos see that I just got finished telling you that the whole case of the Gemara was when he did hire someone in his place, a mokim lasagasa. There's no room for the Ravid's kasha. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, the kasha now is no longer an issue. The whole kasha of the Ravid is only if you're assuming the Rambam made something up. The Rambam didn't make something up. The Rambam took it straight from the Gemara. Then he quotes over here from the Ran. V'aran kasev ala sagazu v'leidati lomo. Darav asi hachi munach, hachi mochach. The Ran has the same kasha as the Kesef Mishnah, as the Beis Yosef. The Ran lived earlier. The Ran says, I don't stand. What's the problem? Of course Rav Asi left an aid. So if Ravasi left an aid, what's the problem? So therefore, the Ran, he says, V'yeshloimar, Tidavko lemesik l'ari Yisrael. The Ran says a very interesting teretz, that maybe the Rambam's mistake that he made was, you can't compare Ravasi to our life. Because where did Ravasi leave to go? Eretz Yisrael. So maybe the only time you're allowed to get an aid to take care of your parents is if you want to move to Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to move to California, you want to move to Miami, and you want to leave your parents in New York with an aid, then even Ravasi wouldn't have done that.
That's a whole different search.
That's the Ravid's Hasoga. That was the Ravid's Kash. The Ravid's Kash on the Rambam was, you Rambam, you're learning from Ravasi that any one of us could do what Ravasi did? Maybe not. Maybe Ravasi was unique because he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Ran himself writes, V'ein HaMechaver.
He didn't want to.
Oh, good. The Ran himself says, I don't like this chat. First of all, that's absolutely not the issue in the Gemara. It wasn't a Shaila Gavasi always wanted to make Aliyah, and all of a sudden now, oh, my mother is the reason why I can't. That wasn't the discussion of the Sukkah. It sounded like he just wanted to run away from his mother, so Eretz Yisrael is the other option.
It seems like there's two issues. The issue is A, Kibra of Aim.
Right.
And yet, and he's saying, look, I'm saying I just can't commit the mitzvah.
Right.
I worry about my mother. So any old person, his mother or a guy like Michael.
Oh, we're going to get to that. That's it. Right, so we have to figure out, is there a Muslim that you can leave your parents?
Them to come.
Is there a possibility that anyone can leave their parents just say, listen, my mother is unfortunately unstable, so I'm just going to leave her, and whatever happens, happens. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you can do that any person. Right. If you have an extra neighbor that's happening to you, you would have to help out. So we're going to come back to that Nakuda as well. Because Pasha Al's, you know, Yashris and Vahavtaracha Kamaycha. This week's parasha, right? If you know your neighbors, no one's taking care of them, you'd have to step in, you'd have to do something for them. It's happened, unfortunately, during COVID. A lot of elderly people were just forgotten. It happens in nursing homes also today. Again, people are just forgotten. So we got to take care of them.
Yeah, but these are not din of kaveres
avichah. Correct. Right, that would be a regular neighbor. But for a parent, we have a din of kaveres avichah. So how could Rav Asi have just left? So says the Rav, no. Rav Asi was allowed to go because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam's not talking about anyone moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam's not saying, my parents are too difficult to deal with, so I'm just going to leave. That's how the Ran understood the kasha.
What's a more important mitzvah to be your parents, or to be
married
to
Israel? The chayre to be mechabed your parents.
So
I would assume.
Shaila, going back to be mechabed his mother, that she shouldn't have the
tirchav. Yeah, we have.
Why was there even a shaila?
Yes, yes. So next week, Lina, do I have to deal with that part of the Gemara? Yes, it's a shver Gemara. What was the svara? He asked Reb Yechon. Now, Kubin Reb Yechon didn't know the whole story. Rashi learns Reb Yechon didn't have the full information. When Reb Asi came to Reb Yechon and said, "Can I leave Eretz Israel?" He didn't tell him why he wants to leave. We'll have to talk about it.
I thought the lacha was that
the parents can't refuse you going to Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we'll get to that also. We'll see that. Is that a cheshbon as well? We'll get to that hopefully next week more in that Nakuda.
According to Rashi, it seems not to be learning that Rav Asi already hired someone, because he says that in the middle of the conversation is where he figured out that his mother's not there anymore, right?
Right.
And then it says, Ubarach, he left. Rashi should say...
Wait, which Rashi?
The Shapir.
Right.
Right. When she asked this question, I want someone like you.
So he left.
He said,
Ubarach, and he left.
So he left.
Shall you call out to the because he couldn't do his mitzvah.
So where did he hire somebody?
I agree again. No, in the Gemara, I'm with you.
Rashi for sure.
Again, I'm with you. Again, the reading of the Gemara, there is no mashmois at all that he hired an aide. The Ran says it for a given. The Kesef Mishnah says it for a given. But in the Gemara itself, you don't see it.
No, you don't.
So that was the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah said, "Come on, you got it. There's another way to learn that Rav Asi just left his mother. It's hard to imagine." Now I'm going to quote over here Sefer HaChassidim. I can't tell you I understand it completely, but I think it's pshat in our Gemara on the simplest level. Again, you read this Gemara, you ask yourself, what type of person was Rav Asi? Let's even imtim Soloimai, he hired an aide. Let's assume that's what he did.
Did he have siblings?
Doesn't say. I don't know. Doesn't say. But listen to the Sefer HaChassidim. He writes like this. Ksivit says, "Hini ma toivu ma noyim sheves achim gam yachad." How good is it when people can be together? He writes, achim gam. It's interesting. Achim and the word gam are begematria bonim. Try it out. I tested it before. Ratzaloima. Shnei achim, two brothers, ayavu bonov kishem b'ktotos u'b'kas. When two brothers or a father and a son are fighting, v'chein harab b'talmidov, when the Rebbe and the Talmud don't get along, af b'she yilmudu Torah mimenu, even though you'll learn from them, kivin shem iskoitit him, since they're fighting, yachtov, mutov shelo yu yachtov. Distance is not a bad thing. If two people can't get along, living on top of each other is not a good idea. But neshem itzaroi, it causes pain. The al toima, this is the kicker. The al toima dafka b'mneha av shemitzta'er v'harav mitzta'er. Don't say if the father says, listen, I can't live with my son. He is too difficult. He's too complicated. I'm moving away. Says the Sefer Chassidim, hold on to your hats over here. El afilu haben mitzta'er ayidei av. Let's say the son says, I can't live with my parents. They're just impossible. They're causing too much agmas nefesh. Motav sheyifridu. Best that you split. Kivan she'inam yochel lisbal yachak, because you can't live together. I'm not saying it's a lachal ma'isa. I'm not saying it should be a bumper sticker. I'm not saying you should put it on your door when the in-laws come. Right?
Distance makes the heart grow
fonder. Right. So what I'm using from this Sefer HaChassidim is the idea that sometimes we're so used to the idea that we always have to be together no matter what. So Sefer HaChassidim, maybe not. If being together causes more harm than good, then distance is not a bad thing.
So you must have been a proponent of getting divorced.
So now some people want to tie into that. That's Pshat in our Gemara. that the reason why Rav Asi left, he said, listen, I can't be here. It's just going to cause tzar. Now, the second half of the Sefer Chassidim is the bigger chiddush, that the child has the right to leave. Bishlam of the parent makes sense.
That's different from if your parent is mentally incapacitated.
No, but his point was, because it's going to cause so much tzar, every time my mother's going to ask me for something, it's going to be crazy. She's going to ask me for ridiculous things. It's just going to cause tzar and I must not finish.
What's it going to cause tzar?
To the son.
Too bad.
No, but that's exactly what I'm getting to. That's the last line of the Sefer HaChassidim. I would have thought, you tell the kid, too bad, since when is Judaism all about what's easy and what's fun? So up to Sefer HaChassidim, not like that. Now, I thought Pshat and the Sefer HaChassidim is just very practical. We know that after a while, it just doesn't work. Animosity builds. And just, now, this doesn't mean that every child should run away from his parents right. because my parents are too difficult to deal with. I'm running away from them.
Parents abusive.
Okay, you're right. That's a whole different category of abuse and things like that. But I just thought this might be somehow Pshat and Argumar.
But maybe it's more than practical because if every time you're in, you're with there, if you can't handle this, right?
Right.
Individually. So now you're over. It's not, you know, now you're going to be disrespectful to them as opposed to listening. Just not, I'm not doing an active thing. I'm not being there to help them. So this way.
Oh, good. So that's what we're going to see. We're going to see that part of the problem over here is that it just, it might be to the point where you can't even do your mitzvah. Now, why not? We'll see.
Not only that, you'll get lava.
You might get yourself into more trouble. Right. So that's like what we saw from the Gemara before. Abaye said, Ashrei mi shelo chomon. Better not to do, to have the opportunity.
But that case sounds like there's a normal.
That was a normal case. That was a normal case.
Correct. But, now, but that wouldn't work.
But how does this work? Do you become an oinus now? Let's say the parents are nitcha for daiti yosimidai. They are totally, you know, ridiculous things.
Ridiculous things. You don't have, by not doing it, you're not being disrespectful.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll have to see that. Is that the answer? Is the answer that at some point the mitzvah falls off? So let's get to that. So let's take a look at some of the different mahalchim and learn this machlokes we're trying to. Let's take a look in the Bach. Says the Bach, V'nire she'ekir t'miyosoy al she'yitzav al-acher. Says the Bach, what was bothering the Ravid so much? What was the Ravid so upset with the Rambam's psak about getting an aide? It seems to make a lot of sense. If you have a situation where the parents you can't take care of, so you hire an aide. Comes along the Ravid says, Ein zohir on the chayna. That's not right. Why not? Says the Bach, practically. Because first of all, that option was not found in the Gemara. What's the Rambam's idea? Hire someone. Kiven dal korchach loy mahani lo shmira, di I mahani lo mo yelech v'yinichenu. Halev shela b'shmira. Taina de Bach, your parents are so difficult, no one could take care of them. So if no one could take care of them, you can't hire an aide, by definition. Because no one means nobody. Says the Bach, v'mi evshel lishmar, ma mahani tziva l'acherin b'shmira. The Bach was learning from a very practical standpoint. The Ravid's kasha was, I don't understand. If they're so difficult, so then no one could take care of them. So what are you saying? Hire someone. It's a joke. They're impossible. They are people that cannot be treated. Now today, again, if you remember, Bach lived 17th century. Today we have a whole different world of how to deal with even the mental health and how we deal with people. And we have different medications and things to make it a lot easier. But back then, the Bach said, what do you mean? If your parents are so nitcha for daitai, so you are the best to take care of them. And you can't, so no one's going to take care of them. So the Ravid's kash was taka very geshmak. It's meduyik. What does it mean, ein zu haro on the chayna? He wasn't arguing in lumdus. He was just saying you're not practically correct. This is not a correct response to the situation because it's just not going to work. Because there is no one in the world that could take care of your parents if you can't take care of them. That's the Bach's pshat in the Ravid, which again, lefizeh bismanazeh, when we have institutions and trained people and medication, this would not be a hasaga, and we perhaps would go back to the psak of the Rambam.
There's always a difference between a parent and a child.
Oh, so we're going to see that in a second. That might be a different nafkamina.
We're saying it's fine to be meduic in every single Ravid's insult against the Rambam.
I'm not such a bucking rival, but I don't remember. Haraya Nechoina. It's an interesting lesson. Angel Hira Nechoina. It's not a proper Hira. So I thought that meant because it's just not good advice. You know, it's not proper, it doesn't fit, doesn't make sense. Now, if you take a look in the Radvaz, on the side of the Rambam, he comes over with a different shot. He says, Uvdo de Ravasi, the Havala Ima Zikno Shof Kavazal Artisro. But lo Yadati, Loma Kosova Ravid Angel Hira Nechoina. What was the Ravid's problem? Kivin de Ravasi, Ovad of the Benavshe. Again, everyone is assuming, even though the Gemara never says it, that Avad de Ravasi hired someone in his place. How could Ravasi leave his mother in that situation and not have someone? Elavad de Tziva Sachem Lipano, so he hired someone. Vezuta Kanto, Shiesho ala ben Ganunim, Kakuim, Lemichsa Famina. Now the Ravi says an interesting story. Everyone knows that the relationship between the parent and the child is different than the relationship between the aide and the child. Why, says the Ravid? You can't get mad at your parents. You ever watch AIDS with all elderly people? They sometimes tell him, take your medication. What are you doing? Let's go. And they don't mean it necessarily in a bad way, but more of a direct command way. A child is not going to talk like that to his parent. I'm saying, whatever. Says the Ravid, V'loy motzi ligar bo. V'acherim goyrim bo. V'efshar ayde hakor. This is an unbelievable line. V'efshar ayde hakor tarzim mishtusoy. If you hit them, they will recover from their mental status. I don't believe that's true on any medical level. Last I heard, right? You smack out the insanity of them.
Electric.
Don't try that at home, children. Right? Right? So this is an unbelievable line from the Ravid. The Ravid says that maybe if you hit them enough times, they'll. But you can't hit your parent. So you hire an aide. They can smack them around. It's an unbelievable comment from the Radvaz over here. Yeah, I think we try it out later. So he writes over here. It happens all the time.
That's true.
So the Radvaz is talking vita practically. He's saying, listen, there's certain things that an aide can do that a child can't do to his parent. It's practical. Listen, the parent, you know, there's much more that an aide can do than a parent. That was the Ravid's hasa. That was the problem. The problem is that sometimes the child can't do as much as an aide can do. Let's say, for example, we've discussed this, you know, in the past. Even if the child is a medical provider, taking blood and things like that, anything that has dominant.
Son and the mother, it's these things that you have.
Correct, right? That's also true. That would also be, also even for the father. I don't know if the father wants his son showering him. That's also a sugya. We discussed that in Pesachim, yes. About going to the mikveh with your parents. Right, there are just practical problems that come up when you have a father and a son relationship versus when you have an aide. So if it says Rav Vaz, that's the milo over here. The mile over here is of having an aide versus a child is because there's things the aide can do that the child can't do. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings it home even more. He writes, yes. He says, I don't know what was bothering the Ravid. Sometimes you have to tie them down. The parents can get so out of control. You have to tie them down with ropes. You can't expect a child to go tie his parents down and do things like that to their children. So it's very geshmak. You hire someone to do that. They could do that. The nurse, the doctor, the aide, they can do that, but you can't do that. So they have a zokta Aruch HaShulchan back to the Rambam. They're all trying to defend the Rambam. They're saying there is a perk of having someone else that's not in the family take care of the parent. Because there are certain activities that you just can't do. The Radvaz was suggesting, you know, even hitting them or yelling at them that you can't do. Says Aruch HaShulchan, just tying them down.
Can I? Maybe if it's their best interest, maybe you're allowed to do it.
It's a discussion. There isn't, right? You still wouldn't be allowed to hit them, even if that's for their best interest that we discussed in the past. Right, that was extreme. Well, I agree. Right, that's the right. We discussed that here once, right, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, we discussed the sugya of parental treatment. Right, so it's Israel. I call it
by a dentist.
Yeah, a dentist is the worst.
Yeah. This
is
most blood.
Right. So again, so this Aruch HaShulchan is vital. It brings us back to that.
How about an oral surgeon? Could you get away with that?
Depending on what the procedure is.
Right. If it's free.
If it's free to help, the question is what the procedure is. Okay. So the Asogas HaRavid is vital shver. Because again, the Ravid's argument was, no one could do as good of a job as a child. Says the Achrayim, not true. Today there's much more that an aide can do that a child can't do. Now I found this shayla from Reb Chatzko Roth. A similar shayla appears in the Tzitz Eliezer. Halacha Maisa. Chaskroth didn't die so long ago. He asked the Shaila. What do you do with a father? What should a son do with a father? Shezikun. He's dangerous. He's not, unfortunately, 100%. Achu olu li'itim lahakos. He hits. He causes harm to himself and to others. Can you tie his hands down? Says Reb Chasko Roth, eating la'acher la'asayis es adover. Have someone else do it. That's mamish al-sugyo. That's exactly what the Rambam is tying to the Ravid. The Ravid is saying there's no one better than the child. So the Rambam, not true. Because there's a lot of things a child can't do that a parent can do. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva like this also. An aide can do, right. An aide can do much more than a child.
But is it also really, it only means that there's certain things that you don't have to do for your parent, or you're not allowed to do for your parent.
Correct.
Like hit them, or inject them, or right. Tie them down, so you can use somebody else. It doesn't mean that you can abandon them and give it. In other words, this is just saying that there are certain things that at the age.
And that's why overall, Rabbi Asi said, listen, if I stick around, there'll be times when I have to tie my mother down.
Fine, so I'll get an aide for those times.
Right, again. Right. Again, it's assuming that it's an all or nothing deal over here. Like. Right.
That's the cover.
That's the Lashon of the Rambam. What is best for them? Zok the Rambam, it's not best for me to tie my parent down. It's best for me to hire someone to tie my parents down.
There's a difference whether there's a wife involved or not. If there's a wife, there's a spouse.
I mean, the mother?
Yeah.
Regarding what?
Mother. Regarding, like,
have her do it.
To help out the husband. So if you abandon, in other words,
you'd have to cheshbon both kibbutz av enim into the equation, yeah. Right? 100%. Now, everybody, we have to see one last shita from the Bach. Take a look at the Bach. Zog the Bach. Gama Beis Yosef Hiskem Yimoyem Ushaloi Kairai. But again, the Beis Yosef, if Yosef Kairai and Shulchan Aruch Paskins, exactly like this Rambam. So if a person wants a heter to put his parents in a nursing home or get an aid and they feel guilty about it, turn to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that that's going to be the best treatment. That's what you should do for them. The problem is, what do you do with the Ravid? The Ravid disagrees. So the way we're learning till now, the Ravid's not a problem because the Ravid wasn't in our modern day times. If the Ravid would understand the beautiful type of system you can have with an aid or a nursing home, even the Ravid L'chay would agree. Comes along the Bachelor.
Especially based on his Lashon. He says, L'mishi
Right, 100%. You got to be careful with the nursing homes. But let's say you get an aid, a good aid, and your cameras and all these other things that people do. Someone's telling me terrible stories about elderly abuse that takes place. It's scary. You don't want to hear about these things. But if you get a good aid and reliable aid and this, that, and the other, again, so you could have, it could work. The bigger problem with the aids really also, people overlook it, is a lot of kashrus problems. Especially the elderly they get, they have a lot less knowledge of what's going on in the kitchen.
There's no problem. There's no problem. The kitchen's straight.
Yeah, I'm saying it's like a real problem. No, it's a serious problem. Everyone like overlooks it. They're like, well, as long as they're safe and healthy, that's important. But we'd also like to see that their kitchen is kosher if they're eating from it. But it's something that should be focused on a little bit more than it is. But again, cameras is a big help. But
if you think about it, how can it be kosher? There's no hechsher. I mean, they're there.
Yeah, and then
can't trust it. They say, yeah, I did it.
There's very little things that you could do with them. Also, I'm saying the cameras would be a huge help. If someone would get cameras, if someone would really sit the aide down and tell them, listen, if you do this, that, and the other, you're out. Cameras are a help. Cameras are a help. You have kids popping in. There's ways to do it. But I always think it's overlooked because everyone's like, well, the most important thing is that they're taken care of physically. I agree. I think that's very important. But you got to have halacha also. So let's take a look at the Bach. Says the Bach, Vani Oimer. Says the Bach, Gevaldig Chiddush. Das Ravid hi. The Bach actually agrees with the Ravid, not the Rambam. Why? Tahi imso loy nitra fadaitoi. Says the Bach, we all got the Gemara wrong. Rav Asi's mother was not nitra fadaitoi. Misdiagnosed. She was not really nitra fadaitoi, says the Bach. Eloz kein hoisa. Good old fashioned old.
Does that mean Alzheimer's?
No. She was just grumpy and old.
That's what it says. Ima is the king.
Right. Again, he's learning that it wasn't what we call medically today nitra v'dayte. She was just difficult.
But that's
the Gemara never says anything. Right. The Gemara just tells us she was old. The Rambam gathers down this discussion with nitra v'dayte. We saw that lashon in the Teis V'Yazaken. Teis V'Yazaken says nitra v'dayte. I agree.
Rashi
doesn't say anything. Number three, Teis V'Yazaken.
Rashi says.
Where's Rashi? Rashi number two. No, three. Teis V'Yazaken. Hey, he's a Rishon also. I'm not saying that. Yeah, no. Riazakin says, Teis Riazakin, the Rambam says it. But in the Gemara, the way the Gemara presents, we never saw any medical diagnosis of nitra v'dayte. Says the Bach,
because she assumed it because she asked him something so absurd to get him a young man.
Correct. So we all became doctors and we made a medical diagnosis. That's what
the Rambam did. Maybe
that was it. Ah, so says the Bach, Eloz Keina Hoysa. His mother was just elderly. He couldn't get her the husband that she wanted. He left. Because he saw the writing on the wall. He said, listen, she wants me to do this. Next thing, she's going to want something crazy also. Not because she's not mentally stable. She just has real high expectations. And she has funny things she wants. She'll call me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. She wants, I don't know.
That could be stable. So was that to be old? Maybe that was when she was...
And Akrami, you could have young people that do that also. He's just assuming this is not a medical concern.
Was the Bach saying that natural progression also...
I guess, he's just saying that this mother was difficult, we'll label her difficult to deal with. Not medically, mentally unstable.
She's older
because she's just her. Yeah, we're assuming the age had something to do with it.
In the time of the Gemara, 50.
She might have been 50. It's not clear what age she was. You see from the Gemara that that's part of becoming older. Become more difficult. Says the Bach, so how do you learn the Gemara? Listen to this, is Gevaldik. He writes. He says, so what? That was Pshat in the Gemara. So now you have to reread the Gemara according to the Bach. How do you reread the Gemara? That when you have a mother who's difficult, then you are allowed to leave, presumably with an aide in your place. But if someone has a parent, unfortunately, who's really, really they need extra protection, extra watching. Then there's absolutely no reason to think you're allowed to leave. Why? This is the chap. You don't have to listen to what they say. You don't have to worry if you don't do it right. You're potter. Zog the Bach, when they get to that point of nitra v'dayti, you are now potter from whatever they ask you. So why are you running away? What was the whole letter? You're saying, I can't do the mitzvah. You don't have to do the mitzvah. Don't worry. They ask you something, smile or not, and don't listen. And don't feel guilty. Because you're not over kibbut aveim.
What they want, or just because they asked you to do what you have to do.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Very good. We're going to come back to that.
As long as they get the cup of water, it doesn't matter who brings it. But this would be...
Yes, yes. We're going to talk a lot about that on the next sheet. But he fears us. He says, Vim Cain, Eini Michuyev. This is the best part of the Bach. 1 second. So if once the parent reaches Nitra Vadaite and Potter, so what am I sticking around for? Oh, Zog the Bach, Kim Lachilo Malashkoisam, Vidalashamram, Veheich Yelechla. How can you leave that? So, according to the Bach, it sounds like anything that their basic necessities you're still responsible for.
So, then how did Abbasi leave? He left somebody.
And the answer, again, according
to the Bach. He wouldn't have left without leaving somebody.
Right, because he's still. Oh, 1 second.
What's the
Chiyuv? So, you have to say this. According to the Bach, it comes like this. When the parents reach a point where their requests are not medically sane, you don't have to listen. But you still have to make sure that their basic needs are met, food, clothing, and things like that. Now, here's my kasha. That's correct. So you still have one part of kibbutz that you still have to do. So why can't I get an aid for that part? The Ravid was anti-aid. Why not? So the chayru you see from the Ravid, that the Ravid believed that you shouldn't use shlichus for kibbutz aveim. Do it yourself. You feed them. You clothe them. Don't leave. Yeah, we're going to talk about the blinadar next sheet. Whether or not we say Mr. Shulchai, we'll get to that blinadar in a few minutes.
Also, maybe he held that it was a guy, and then there's no.
Yeah. We're going to have to get to. We'll see. But this
is not Jewish,
right? Now, according to the Bach, it comes out that there's two things over here. There's the typical abnormal request of a non-stable person. You don't have to listen to. So, time to Bach. If you're not listening, so why leave? Stick around. Now, why stick around? So you can take care of the basic necessities. You feed them, clothe them, and things like that. So it comes out according to the Bach like this. If you have someone who's taka nitra v'daitai, you taka mechuyev to stick around. Why are you mechuyev to stick around? Because what's the reason for leaving? Your justification for leaving is, I can't do my mitzvah. You don't have to do your mitzvah. All you got to do is the basic necessities. Now here's the best part. Says the Bach, v'chein yireh medivir rabbeinu shehiskam adas rav. He thinks the Torah agrees to the Ravid. And he says, v'hochi naktinon. That's the way we paskin. That's halacha l'maisa. According to the Bach, the way we pass it is, if someone is just zakena, if they're just elderly, that you're allowed to leave. Go away. You can't do a mitzvah, you leave. But if they're taka nitzvah v'daita to the point that they're asking things that are not practical or even logical, then you have to stay.
Well, that comes out according to the Bach. Left and then that happens, you have to come back.
Right, according to the Bach. I mean, the Bach's question is like this. There's a heter in the Gemara when you can't do kibbutz aveim. There's such a heter when you can't do kibbutz aveim because your parents' requests are not normal, you're allowed to leave.
Leave, you just don't have to listen to them.
No, you're allowed to leave. But if they're asking from a mental status, if the mental status is off, then you don't have to listen.
But they're and you leave. You can leave.
Again, if they're asking crazy things. If they're asking crazy things. If they're asking unexpected, unobtainable things.
They could handle themselves.
Right, and presumably there's something they can do on their own, but you can't give them what they're asking of you. So then you leave. Mashenki zok debach, if they're nitra v'daitoi, it's exact opposite of what everyone would have thought. Exactly, it's gevaldik. Says the Bach, if they're nitra v'daita, there's no reason to leave. Stick around. What are you running away from? I can't do the mitzvah? You don't have the mitzvah. So why leave? But when there's kena and they're asking things which I can't do, right? They're asking you, to do things that are not practical, then you talk a lot of leave. As they learned the Bach. Yeah. And he passes like that.
That's what he ran.
And that's why Ravasi ran away, because he couldn't
do
it. What? So we'll get to that blinad on the next page. Now, again, I didn't want to turn this into halacha l'maaseh shir, but I just found one maramak from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that I wanted to put on. In the Emes Liyakov, he writes this she'ela. Echot shedas imay nitra fo'aleh. Someone has a mother who unfortunately is nitra fo'daitai. V'koshemoy l'estadu imay. It's hard to be around her. V'ishto v'yolod of enim cholim lamoy b'zeh. And his wife and kids can't be around such a woman. U'kishi boel b'esoy zeh mafriya l'sholem b'ayis. She throws the whole house into unbelievable turmoil. It makes everything so complicated. She's not as... I know everyone's thinking already, you don't have to be mitzvah for daita for that. Right? Especially after Pesach. Everyone's thinking, right? We'll leave off that. Ha'im yeshchiv lohavi el beisei letabo bakara. Do you have... This is a takah shayla that people do all the time. A lot of people say, I'm going to bring my parents to live with me in the house. I'm going to bring them into the house. I'm not giving them to a nursing home. I'm not giving them to an... I'm going to take care of them myself. But it throws the rest of the house into who knows what. She doesn't get along with the wife. The kids get up. Whatever the situation is.
Vice versa too. Husband, the mother, the wife taking care of her mother.
Same thing. Right? I mean, if bringing a parent into the house, again, he's knaching it that it had to be the case with Nitra Vadaita. But it's really it's the same Nikuda. If Kibbutz of Aim is the only option in the house, how does that impact the rest of the family? Listen, Rabbi Yaakov writes, Tshuva bevadei loy. Don't bring it to the house. Says the wife has all the permission in the world to protest. Don't bring it into your house. Gemara says this line: you're not expected to live with something that's dangerous or harmful within the same proximity. So, Dr. Yaakov, so what do you do? Put her in a place that's made for this. And go visit her as often as possible as you can. So Yaakov, that's not the best kibbutz. Bring her to your house and throw everything off in your house is not always the best etzah. A lot of people think, well, I have to take care of my parents no matter what. I'm going to bring them. I'm going to put them in my living room, and the kids will do their homework. I don't know where, and we'll move the Shabbos table up. Again. I'm not passing all the halachos, but you have to take other things into consideration as well. If your family wants to, I know a lot of people who do that. It's beautiful. Right. It's a very nice thing to see where they bring in third generation. Obviously, that's the way it used to work. You know, many years ago, that's the way it worked. The older generation moved in with the next generation. Everyone lived together, b'shalva, and everything worked. Today, it's not so practical for a lot of reasons. But again, if you have a family that wants to do it, I think it's beautiful. As long as it doesn't impact the shalom bayis and everyone else's needs are being met. But Dr. Bianca, if it's going to throw everything off, so we have institutions for these places. We have doctors, we have hospitals, we have nurses, we have aides. You should put them there. That's, again, it's really what the Rambam says. Kuro'i lahem. Do you think an elderly person wants to be around 20 little kids running around all day? I don't think so. I spoke to a lot of people after Pesach, and the thing I heard from a lot of people was, I'm happy it's a little quieter now in the house. Right? Everyone loves the Ein Kluch, they're fantastic, but they're even better when they go home, right?
The house
right?
is so much bigger
now. Right, the house gets so much bigger now, it's quieter. Again, it's you're not going to take an elderly person and move them into living with 20 kids running around, it just doesn't make any sense. But I mean, I have to, but is it Karoy Lahem? Is it what's best for the patient? You have to know. Yeah, it's logical, but that's what the Rambam said. Awesome, Mipia Shmua and Emes Yaakov means, Rabbi Yaakov didn't write it himself.
And Emes Leakov,
right. We mean someone heard of Yaakov say it, and many people don't trust it as.
A difficult mother-in-law.
So they don't trust,
and she wasn't.
I heard
the real Talmidim
of
the real Talmidim of Yaakov don't like the Mepi Hashmuas. They think it's very questionable how authentic it is. And the rest of the Emes Yaakov was Rabbi Yaakov himself, but this is Mepi Hashmua. So again, if it's something that doesn't make any sense, I was just listening to a share where Rabbi Yaakov says something to Mepi Hashmua, and the person's like, there's no way Rabbi Yaakov said that. It's impossible. But this is not so impossible to believe Rabbi Yaakov said this. It makes so much sense. Now let's just see one last Maram Malkim, and this is going to get us thinking about another way of looking at this Machloikas Rambam and Ravid. Now, till now, we've been learning Machloikas Rambam and Ravid, not so lumdish, rather practical. The Rambam is saying, listen, if you can't do the job, hire someone to do the job. The Ravid says no one can do the job. So what's the machlokes? So we said, the Ravid feels that there's no one good enough who can do it if you can't do it, and therefore we pointed out, Bezman Azeh, there's not much makom to the
shayla. Why does the Bach say the Rambam is mekel?
Because, again, it depends how you look at it. It's right, because it could be a kul and a chumrah, depending on which way you're going. If it's nitrafa or if it's a zakena. Meaning, depending on the case of the person. That's what he means. Right. So let's say, I found this sefer again. That's the beauty of searching things on Eretz Chochma. You never know what you're going to get. So this sefer wants to tie in a lomdusha machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's see if it's true. What does he want to say? He wants to say that we discussed this in the past. That it's a gevaldika chakira. It's not really a chakira because it's really not tutsadim. It's really a combination. What is the nature of the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim? Is it a ben adam lechaveri mitzvah or is it a ben adam lemakim mitzvah? What type of mitzvah is it?
Right? Well, it could be both, like we said.
Right, so we pointed out that they're both. They're not a contradiction. There's both. Right. When you help, the truth is, it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. We've quoted this many times. The Yerushalmi says in the Sefer Chinuch says that kibbutz aveim is kimoi perei achayva, like paying up a debt. Now, this is going to be important for us for the next year, Mitzvah Shem. When you pay up a debt, can you send a messenger to pay up your debt?
Sure.
Vada. The loive has to go straight to the malva? You can send the messenger. So if kibbutz aveim is nothing more than perei achayva, so then do I need a shliach? Can I send a shliach? Do I need the lumdus of shlichus to pay up a debt? No. Let's say you have a robot. You give the robot the money, and the robot brings the money to the
You don't even need a halachic.
Exactly, you don't need a halachic shliach. So if the Sefer HaChinuch and the Yushalmi is right, that Kibbutz Avim is merely Kapriyas Choyva, so when we get to Kibbutz Avim, we keep on saying, can I hire an aide as an aide of shliach? You don't need shlichus.
That's a shkafik. The mitzvah is a mitzvah.
What do you mean by that?
So you say, there is a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. So there, shlichus, you have to have an analysis of what you can do on the shlichus. Is it paying off? The reason behind that mitzvah may be, you're paying back a check.
So we'll see. There's three possibilities of how to look at this. What do you mean by chetz and gavra?
The gavra means you personally have to do it.
Okay, so... we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but the three possibilities are a mitzvah shebegufo. It's like put on tefillin. You can't have someone put on tefillin for you. Possibility number two is like any other mitzvah that you can hire a shliach. Possibility number three is like priyas chayv. You don't even need a shliach. All three possibilities are on the table. Yeah. It's the end result. It's final result.
Result
oriented mitzvah. I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. But again, to me, I call it result-oriented mitzvah. My father needs a drink. Again, today we live in an unbelievable world of technology, right? Your father wants a meal. So it used to be, your father calls him and says, I want lunch. You have to go to the store. Buy Uber Eats. They deliver. No problem. Right? Now, we'll get to Blina the next week. Which one does your father appreciate more?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's an element.
Yeah, but the question is it totally
So let's talk about this.
But he's demented, so it doesn't matter.
No, regular case. Again, today we live in a world of technology, right? Your father asks you, I forget, even better, your father needs to go to the doctor. You're at work, so you say, no problem. You'll get him a Uber, him a car, in and out, even with someone, hire someone, right? Get a driver maybe, if you're willing to pay, you can get anything you want today. Is that the pshat that really I'm driving my father with the shliach, is it? Or the pshat, no, I don't need shlichus. My father's got to get to the doctor's office. How he gets there, doesn't matter. So this sefer wants to turn a different angle.
Kibbutz
Avim is on the right side of it. That's what we'll get to. It's always the question. Where's Kibbutz Avim on the side of the Aseret HaDibros? On the Ben Adam L'Chaver, on the Ben Adam L'Chaver. So that's what I want to get to right now. So we pointed out in the past that Kibbutz Avim probably has two elements. We'd call today two dinim. It's Ben Adam L'Chaver, Priyas Choyv. So but also Ben Adam L'Chaver. It's two things. We grabbed a point in this out. It's worth mentioning again that by Goyim, we had a whole discussion here a while back about Goyim and Kibbutz Avim. And we pointed out that when a goy does Kibbutz Avim, he doesn't have the Ben Adam L'Makom part. It's not one of the Shev Mitzvah Denech. But he has the Priyas Choyv part. A goy also has to recognize when his parents took care of him. So this Sefer wants to tell you that this is the Machloikis Rambam and Raivid. Let's see. So he wants to tell you this. The Gemara tells us, Krivasi Barach mi Bavil Asher Kasha Nitrifa Daito Shema, right? Again, you read the Gemara, it does not sound very good. Ravasi's mother was Nitrifa Daito. He bounced, he ran away to Eretz Yisrael. V'harambam lo man misipor zeh kimish nitrif adaitoi hayra'ah dasara'ah v'ein yochel amakaf. Your parents become, unfortunately, not mentally capable. You leave. Menichem eitzel achav ha'ilch. You can just get rid of your responsibility by appointing someone in your place. Shekeinim yishar etzem, if you're going to stay there, v'ade yavra'al kibud arav. You're going to be over on kibud. So again, he's learning Pshat in the Rambam, which is again what the Gemara told us, that you're leaving because you can't do the mitzvah. The Rambam in his corner says, no, for the benefit of the parents, it's best that you stay instead of hiring someone else. So he wants to tie in, what does that have to do with the lomdus? Mistaver, ki l'shitas haRambam kibud hoyrim hinei mitzvah shebein adam l'makim. He says the Rambam held kibud av aim is between you and Hashem. Therefore, it's better not to be there and do it wrong than not to be there in the first place. Like any mitzvah, if I can't do the mitzvah, Hashem exempts me. So if I'm going to stick around and not do the mitzvah right, it's going to be a knock on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's better for me to leave. What does the Ravid hold?
What you say is
that
you have to pretty much sell everything you own in order to buy oil for
a Chanukah. Only that mitzvah, but not all mitzvahs. Right? Not all mitzvahs.
But you have to really suffer.
For certain mitzvahs, not all, right?
It's a monetary issue.
Right,
this is not a monetary issue.
Right, you have to spend a certain amount of money, but you don't have to go bankrupt to do a mitzvah. You do not, right? Rabbi Moshe Weisgrad has a Gevaldige Chiddush where he talks about for people that have celiac. He says the same way, you don't have to spend a certain amount of money to do a mitzvah. You don't have to be so in much pain to do a mitzvah either. And he thinks of a person that has terrible celiac and he can't eat the wheat matzah and oats and spelt are not an option, he's just potter. He's potter from the mitzvah. Because Baruch Hu never expects you to make yourself terribly in pain to do any of his mitzvahs. The same way you don't have to go bankrupt to do his mitzvahs. Interesting. He writes it for Dava Pasha in the Menachas Asher. Except for those things where we have to go beyond the call of duty. But anything else, there's rules. So he wants to tell you that the Rambam holds, listen, this is between me and Hashem. Hashem says, listen, I understand your parents are impossible. You can't deal with them. So just leave. So what does the Ravid hold? No, the Ravid says, this is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Sheikra mitzvah ligrem toiv lahoy rov. I got to do good for my parents. Even though I can only do partial. I should do whatever I could do instead of running away.
I don't understand why that has anything to do with this machlokes Rambam and Ravid, in my humble opinion. He wants to tell that the machlokes Rambam and Ravid is totally an achakira, is kibbut of aim in Adam l'makim, or is it ben Adam l'chaver? First of all, and I don't think anyone thinks it's only ben Adam l'makim. I think everyone assumes there's an element of kibbut. Right, we think the other way. It's so much ben Adam l'chaver. But secondly, that doesn't explain the Ravid. He wants to tell that according to the Ravid, the reason why you can't hire an aide is because it's ben Adam l'chaver and I owe it to my parent. So what? So even though if I stick around, I won't be able to give them what I need to give them, but I'll get a little bit to them. They'll get something from me. So that little that they'll get from me is worth it for me to stick around. That's only because the Ravid has in his mind there's no way to have someone replace you. Right. You don't think it would be a bigger kibbutz if you could have someone replace you? I mean, the Ravid is convinced there's no one that can replace you. If you're there, you're the only option, and 75% of the time it won't be good. Oh, but the 25% will be good. So if it's a ben adam l'makim, Hashem understands. He exempts us at some point. But if it's a ben adam l'chaver, there's no exception. Okay, I don't think it's tali at all. And this machlokes Rambam and Ravid. But in that, the next week we'll see perhaps another lomdish way of learning the machlokes and Rambam and Ravid, and that will take us back to our chakir that we started off with. Is the mitzvah of kibbut av eim shayach to shlichus? Do you need shlichus? Is it shayach to shlichus? And we'll go down that discussion about understanding shlichus with regard to the mitzvah of kibbut av eim. Okay.
Raise your hands. Is there enough people?